Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second, the third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dennis Pepke. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the California Angels, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting second, the center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Billy Parker. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jeff Torborg. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Clyde Wright. Pitching for the California Angels, Clyde Wright. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Parker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivers for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Parker catches it and throws to first to double up Piniella. Two outs. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Parker reaches third base with a triple. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivers hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fregosi. Otis reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 2 to nothing, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepke hits a line drive into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to third. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 1 in the game. Repose hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pepke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-1 in the game. Drago takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Schall moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schall scores. Otis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into right field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing shortstop. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing center field. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivers hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pepke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Drago hits a fly ball into right field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rich Severson now playing third base. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 2 in the game. Repos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. John Stevenson pinch hits for Jeff Torborg. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Clyde Wright. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Drago fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivers hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pepke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Stevenson now catching. Jim Maloney now pitching. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Ripos reaches second base with a double. Parker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Royals. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and California Angels, 2. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.